This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
I'm Jimmy here with Bella and Dylan and Pat behind the decks. Guys, something has happened in that little period of time there where it was unexpected and it's triggered probably one of my favourite segments or things to talk about, which is, you know, toilet time.
Toilet time, yeah. It's a special time.
Had to go to the library to collect the book for Reverse Picks and Specs.
Of course.
The segment I thought we were going to jump into.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out, we thought, okay, maybe may as well just take a quick sabbatical into the bathroom. Quick, ching, ching.
Yeah.
Got in, came out. What do I find sitting there on the bench? It is, we'll put this up on social media.
I'm wearing it right now. It hurts my head a little bit. It's a gift.
You're wearing something. It hurts my head a little bit that I found in the toilet. It looks like a samurai hat.
I want to say, but also I feel like when you first brought it in, that it was sort of like had beer contains and like you drank out of it as well.
Oh, right.
Or is that an extra compartment that I'm touching?
It just looks like a shoulder guard to me. It's for those playing at home. It's two colours. It's black hat with gold accents. It's got two big horns on it like an elk.
Yeah, and it's very Viking.
I would have said ninja or samurai.
Really? Okay, I'm wearing it, but I'm not seeing it.
I hope this is like an art installation that someone's like, oh, you know, what's the weirdest thing you've ever found in the toilet?
Maybe it's a fine art thing.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'll keep it on for a little while.
And you know, triggered. Go on.
I was just going to say with the dinosaur thing before, like, I feel like a dinosaur right now.
The Elkiosaurus.
Yeah.
I was going to say, this is triggered to me, a question. What is the weirdest thing you guys have ever found in the toilet? My answer, case in point, is the elk dinosaur bicycle helmet samurai ninja hat.
Yeah.
You know what? She looks like Master Splinter right now.
Oh, she does, yeah.
What is that?
Possum. A rat. Teenage Ninja Rat.
Look like a ninja mutant turtle.
Wait, Master Splinter's not the rat.
He's the rat.
He's the bad guy.
Oh, no, Splinter, yeah, sorry. So he's a thing? Entity?
Oh, who knows?
I don't know. There's so much under that mask.
Anyway, back to the task at hand. What's the weirdest thing you guys have ever found in a toilet? And not, you know, let's keep it G-rated. This is a morning show.
It's like I've just got a flood of things. But maybe we'll go to Dylan first while I try and think with this thing on my head.
Okay, I just remembered something from work. I was at work one day, and it was the night shift. I was on the night shift and went into the toilets to check them up before we lock up, right? And anyway, the weirdest thing I found was a door of the cubicle smacked onto the toilet. The ceramic bowl of the toilet was absolutely shattered, and it was just a mess all over the bathroom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was not fun.
So when someone says, I wrecked that toilet, that is literal.
That is legit. Literal. There is no going back from that.
Did you have to clean it up?
No.
Lucky.
But I feel sorry for the people who do.
What about you, Bella?
Well, I think this is weird for me. I found food. Mm. Like, someone had actually legit left, like, pods, like, they'd had, like, a confectionery party, but just kind of left it. And the sad thing is, out of all of this, I was tempted to eat it. That's how unreal.
That's next level. That's like when someone leaves chips on their plate at the pub and you can sneak one in, just a little.
Sneak one in. It's good for the immune system, yeah?
Mm.
Carbs.
Yeah, exactly. Carbs are good for the immune system.
You got to channel your inner seagull sometimes.
Yeah,
know what I'm
channel your inner seagull.
Not channel your inner pod.
No.
Wow, this hat is unbelievable.
Do you want to try? Like,
I would love to.
See, when I move, do you see that it's moved? Like, it's going to fall off.
I feel like it's now controlling you. We're going to put this up on social media. This is an unbelievable hat.
How dateable do I look right now?
Like, 10 out of 10. Put this on your Tinder. Tinder love stories. The guys you would find on Tinder would be the ones that, like, you know how you have to sift through all the duds?
Yeah.
You know, the guys who put their height in their description.
Yeah, that's
shout
weird.
Out to short guys, all of us around there. You're going to get straight to the core, the good guys.
The quality.
Yeah. The weird, the real funny weirdos.
Yeah, can't wait, and we can have our soy chai lattes together.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, let's throw to a song.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.